I have your name and position, please?
Yeah. It's Michael Cole, Managing Director of Kia Motors UK.
Michael, tell me all about the new Rio and why it's such an important car for Kia and for Europe at the moment.
Okay. I mean, this is our fifth new car launch in 18 months, so we've been in a very fortunate position of lots of new product coming to market at a time when the UK car market's going through some challenges. So I think to keep the momentum of sales growth and our ambitious plans to become a more dominant player in the UK market, this is a critical car. And actually, this segment, this sort of small hatch segment, accounts for, you know, more than one in four of all car sales in the UK. Our outgoing Rio is very much a budget buy. It's been a great car for us, plenty of very happy buyers, but now we're getting into a much more, I suppose, modern, European, sportier design, and we're moving from, quite honestly, what we see as having been a budget buy brand to now a quality value for money car company.
It's very interesting from a lifestyle perspective. Myself with a wife and two small children, I'd be very tempted, but more so because of the incredible greenness, if you like, of the car. Tell me more about that and how important it is to be environmentally conscious as a car manufacturer.
Yeah, I mean, what's happening now with consumers, say you're giving that exact example, people are obviously thinking about running costs of the cars, but they want to make the green statement. You know, we're all very conscious about CO2, and it's not just because we want to reduce our annual vehicle excise duty. I think people are very conscious of the green, you know, the green card. You know, people want to be, you know, making the right message. And this is a fantastic car because, you know, we're obviously reducing CO2s from the outgoing model, and we introduce a 1.1 diesel, which has got UK industry leading emissions right now. We'll have a car with only 85 grams of CO2 per kilometre, which, you know, is, you know, along with sort of electric hybrid, and an absolute belting story for us, and obviously for consumers in terms of their CO2 and fuel consumption. I mean, that's a car that's going to be circa 88 miles per gallon.
It's a huge motivator in looking to that. But what I would say is that image is always a big, big aspect of why people go out. It's an emotional experience buying a car, certainly always has been for me. I suppose with Kia, possibly the same as with Skoda. Once upon a time, Skoda, lots of jokes about it. Kia, as you said earlier, has had a bit of a budget image. How are you going to get across that? Is it a long game you're playing on that one?
Yeah, there's lots of things that drive brand opinion, brand perception. I think the key one, the first one, is design of cars. And when you get a car that people are proud to have sat on the drive, you know, you'll start to change your brand image very quickly. And that's the phase that we're going through. You know, we've been able to offer value for, well, we've been able to offer budget buy, we've been able to offer great quality, we've been able to offer 7-year warranty now for nearly 2 years. But with the more recent new model changes, the all-new cars, we've got these very, very dynamic, sporty, new designs. And we saw it with Sportage. Sportage has been out for around a year now. We are seeing lots of new customers to the brand who are buying the brand not on price, but on design.
I have to say the Sportage is a very, very good looking vehicle, and I know other people have said the same. Yes. The Rio I'm very impressed with as well, but thanks very much indeed for joining me on Cross Counties Radio. Thank you.
Okay, pleasure. Thank you.